Isaiah chapter 64. If only you would split the heavens open and come down, and that mountains would be shaken at your presence. As fire burns brushwood, and fire boils water, so it will be in making your name known to your adversaries, when the nations tremble at your presence, when you do fearful things which we do not expect, such as when you came down and when mountains were shaken at your presence. For they have never heard, nor have they given ear, nor has an eye seen, O God, except you, what he will do for him who awaits him. You met with him who rejoices and does righteousness. They will remember you by your ways. Look, you have been angry, and we have sinned against them throughout the age, but we will be saved. And we have all been like an unclean thing. All our righteous deeds are like a menstruous cloth, and we have all faded like a leaf, and our iniquities have carried us away like the wind, and there is no one calling on your name, arousing himself to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us, and you have caused us to melt on account of our iniquities. And now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter, and we are all the work of your hand. O Lord, do not be extremely angry, and do not remember iniquity in perpetuity. Behold, do look, we are all your people. Your holy cities have become a desert. Zion has become a desert, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and majestic house, in which our fathers praised you, has become a burnt-out conflagration, and all our delightful objects have become a desolation. Will you restrain yourself concerning these things, O Lord? Or will you be silent and afflict us in the extreme?